The Arizona Department of Environmental Quality is in the middle of a first-of-its-kind drive to test for lead in the drinking water systems in more than 7,000 school buildings statewide. The agency has already tested more than 1,100 buildings at 133 schools since January and has found nearly 98% of them do not have a lead issue.
But for those that do, schools are taking action, turning off certain fountains and flushing water lines. A $600 million infrastructure proposal that Governor Doug Ducey recently submitted to the federal government includes more than $38 million to make anticipated repairs to Arizona schools that may have elevated traces of lead in drinking water. I spoke with Misael Cabrera, director of ADEQ, and asked him about that plan from the governor.
Governor Ducey's $600 million proposal included some estimates that were put together with the data that was available at the time. When that request came from the Trump administration, we had to respond in very short order. The School Facilities Board used a very small sample set that they had at the time and then extrapolated that data into an estimate for school facilities needs. I would have done the same thing, but now that we have more data, it's possible that the numbers are actually quite a bit lower.
Right. It's because in his proposal, he says 25% of schools are estimated to fail lead level testing. Is that not turning out to be the case?
So when you look at it as a school, we have had about 20% of schools have at least one fixture that is problematic. But looking at it as a school-wide effect is not as representative as looking at it on building per building. When we look at it building per building, it's only about 2% of the buildings that are coming up an excess of the screening criteria.
Sure, sure. And what kinds of places would you normally find these? Is this just in older buildings? Is it in buildings that don't have the right enough money for upkeep?
We're expressly targeting buildings that are older than 1987 because that's when additional lead regulations hit for the construction industry. We're also expressly targeting school buildings in high-risk zip codes.
How do you determine what is a high-risk zip code?
We get that data from the Department of Health Services, who receives data from hospitals and blood samples. There's been no recorded cases in Arizona of lead poisoning from drinking water. So the high-risk zip codes are zip codes for lead problems from other sources.
So there are sort of some preliminary results out, like you said, and it looks like if there's a cluster to be found, they may be in the Alhambra Elementary School District. Do you know why that might be?
We expressly designed the program for schools in high-risk areas and schools that were older than 1987. So we're actually not surprised that because we set out to look at the highest-risk schools that we're finding some areas where we're seeing more hits than in other areas.
And in light of what's happened in Flint, Michigan recently, people, I think, are more aware of this kind of issue. So I wonder, are you trying to be proactive to make sure this doesn't affect our children here?
We certainly want to make sure that kids that are especially already in high-risk areas, kids that are living in homes that are older and may already have lead-based paint in their home, or kids in homes where they're importing international toys, international pottery, international candy, other higher risk sources of lead. We want to make sure that those same kids, when they go to school, they're not getting any incremental exposure.
So in these schools where you have found trace levels in a certain building, what can the school do to make sure that that is cleaned out and not going to affect the children?
In most cases, it could be as simple as turning off a particular drinking fountain. Or even simpler than that, for lower levels of lead, it could be as simple as running the water for a minute before drinking from it.
That was Misael Cabrera, director of the Arizona Department of Environmental Quality. And as far as long-term solutions for those water sources where they found higher lead levels, he said those will be determined after they collect and analyze all of the data they are gathering now.